There is some encouraging news this week for people with psoriasis. Two studies report success with new drugs to treat the skin disease. And as NPR's Richard Knox reports, there is an array of emerging new treatments for immune diseases, from rheumatoid arthritis to lupus to multiple sclerosis.
For more than a decade, Marty McDaniels of New York City has suffered from bad psoriasis. Her skin was seldom free of red itchy patches that looked like a scalding burn, or silvery scales that resembled an all-over case of dandruff. So she was astonished when her skin started to clear after just a few injections of a new drug called eculizumab.
Oh, my golly. I want to cry just thinking about it. It made such a change, and it was just absolutely remarkable.
Suddenly, McDaniels didn't have to hide her skin anymore with long sleeves and pants.
It was nice to go swimming without having the lifeguard ask you to leave. I used to have to carry a note from the dermatologist saying that this was not a contagious disease, it was psoriasis, and that I could go into the water.
Dr. Martin Lebwohl of Mount Sinai Medical School led the study of nearly 600 psoriasis patients that Marty McDaniels participated in. It appears in this week's New England Journal of Medicine, along with a report on a different and equally effective new psoriasis drug called etanercept. Both studies are industry-funded. Lebwohl says the two drugs are part of a new class of treatments for so-called autoimmune diseases. These are disorders caused by an overactive immune system.
We are at a dramatic point in medicine. We have the ability to create molecules that target only very small steps in the immune system so that you don't end up knocking out the whole immune system. Yet by doing so, you're able to improve the disease.
And because the action of the new drugs is so precise, they appear to be free of the side effects that accompany older drugs, such as methotrexate and cyclosporin. These drugs are blunt instruments that can cause liver and kidney damage and leave the body vulnerable to infections and cancers. But Lebwohl says that eculizumab, a custom-designed antibody, doesn't work wonders for everybody.
I would say a little under half of patients do not get an adequate improvement from this drug.
That's roughly the case with etanercept, too. It blocks the action of a chemical called TNF. That's a kind of danger signal that misfires in autoimmune diseases. Both drugs have to be injected once a week, and neither is a cure.
This is not a long-lasting treatment. This is a treatment that you have to keep using. If you stop it, your psoriasis comes back.
Not right away, but usually within weeks. Despite these drawbacks, immune experts are excited about the new era these drugs are opening up. Dr. Dan Rotrosen of the National Institutes of Health says etanercept, the TNF blocker, already has a track record.
When the anti-TNF-based approaches became available, a lot of patients with rheumatoid arthritis just said, boy, after a few doses, I've never felt so well in many years. I forgot what it felt like to not have a serious debilitating disease.
Rotrosen says trials are underway using the new drugs against many immune disorders.
Rheumatoid arthritis, lupus nephritis, psoriatic arthritis, type 1 diabetes, multiple sclerosis. The list goes on. There are about 80 autoimmune diseases. There's good reason to think many of these drugs would work in other diseases where they just haven't been tried yet.
Etanercept is already approved for arthritis under the brand name Enbrel. Last month, regulators approved eculizumab for psoriasis. It'll be sold as Raptiva. But the trend poses new financial challenges for health insurers and patients because the new drugs cost upwards of $10,000 a year. Marty McDaniels hopes her insurer will pay for the new drug, but she doesn't ponder long about what she'll do if it's not covered.
Would I go into debt for it? Yes.
Doctors say there are signs that payers may be willing. Medicare recently decided to pay for one of the expensive new psoriasis drugs. Richard Knox, NPR News, Washington.